Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer When You Need to Believe the Good News by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Mark 1:14-15. This may sound blasphemous, but I don't like the word repentance. Perhaps I don't like to think of my own sin. I'd rather think of myself as someone who has it all together than someone who desperately needs God's mercy. Wouldn't you? Sure, repentance is for thieves, drug dealers, and murderers, right? Not for good people like us. Yet Jesus' first recorded message in Mark begins with, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Jesus calls us not only to repent, but also to believe. We must believe Jesus died for our sins so we can turn to him for forgiveness. Repentance ushers us into God's kingdom, but it also paves the way to closer fellowship with God every day of our Christian lives. When we turn from our sin, unbelief, and desperate attempts to control our lives, we humble ourselves and make room for God to work in us. Maybe each morning is a new opportunity to repent and believe. Consider the CEV translation of Mark 1:15, which puts Jesus' first message in everyday English. Turn back to God and believe the good news. When we repent, we not only turn away from sin towards God, we also turn away from unbelief to choose faith, and we open the door for God to renew our hearts. Where do you need to turn back to God today? If you're like me, maybe you need to turn away from the tight grip of control and surrender your circumstances to God instead. Maybe you need to turn from unbelief and choose to trust your Heavenly Father who loves and cares for you. What good news do you need to believe? Perhaps you need to believe your loving Creator rejoices in you and sees the righteousness of Christ when he looks at you. You might need to believe his promises to show you steadfast love and faithfulness. Or maybe you need to remind yourself that his power can do far more than you can ask for or imagine. Each day is a new opportunity to repent from unbelief. Turn to the scriptures and choose to believe the promises and encouragement we find in our Bibles. Let's ask God to remake us and renew our minds today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I choose to repent and believe today. Forgive me for trying to handle life on my own and forgetting your presence and power. Forgive me for relying on myself rather than trusting you. Forgive me for fearing the worst instead of resting in faith. I choose to believe your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life because you've said so in your word. Lord, your word says, I'm your beloved child, living under your watchful care. The Bible says you promised to show me steadfast love and faithfulness all the days of my life. You are my shepherd and guide. You will make a way for me. Scripture says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. I have a helper today and the hope of everlasting life with you. I repent and I believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.